people, welcome to the Slick Dog Show. I'm your host, Rich, and today we're talking about football. Okay, people, I got to talk about this dude today. I got to talk about Harry Kane. I got to give you my take about Harry Kane, to be honest with you. The reason why, obviously, you know exactly what's going on with Tottenham at the moment, and they're not doing well. I mean, they're not going to win the Premier League, obviously. They're out of Europa League, so they're not going to win the trophy. I think the only trophy they have out there they might be winning is probably that League Cup games final against Man City. But, you know, the grand scheme of all that is pretty much about Harry Kane. I want to know if Harry Kane have that type of ambition. Is he, when you look at Harry Kane, when you look at the way, the way he talk, the way he handled himself, you know, what type of guy? I mean, it's difficult for me. He's a very quiet guy. I tell you that, he's a very quiet guy. But I have to say, he's not. He's a great player, right? He has something as a striker that I've seen this season, especially with Mourinho. He can drop back, you know, play as a 10. He can facilitate some other player to play. You know, he can score a goal. I mean, right now, he looks like a complete player. But I'm looking at his leadership. I'm looking at the way he carries himself. And it might be just different, but it doesn't strike me as somebody who's ambitious. Okay, some people will be like, what the hell are you talking about, Richard? But let me tell you something, that's just my own opinion. That's the way I feel like. That's just me. He doesn't strike me as a very ambitious guy. I'll tell you this, people. I remember when Ronaldo was playing for Manchester United. I can't remember exactly, but two or three seasons before that, he was talking about Madrid all the time. This is how he's putting pressure on Manchester United to sell him to Real Madrid. That's how determined he was, you know, basically to leave Manchester United. And then after that, you know, we had to sell him for £80 million to Real Madrid because that's what he wanted. And bear in mind, people, he won the Champions League with Manchester United. He won the Premier League with Manchester United. He won a couple of league titles with Manchester United. But he wanted to leave and join Real Madrid. And he did that. He did that his own way. Now, I'm looking at somebody like Harry Kane. Does he need to leave to win a trophy? Like a Premier League or Champions League? Hell yeah, he need to leave. He need to leave. He can't stay over there. He can't stay at Tottenham. They're not going to win anything right there. He just can't. You have to move on. Sometimes you have to. And somebody like Harry Kane, what he's doing right now, and I tell you right now, he's definitely on my top five striker. And I don't just mean striker. I mean striker/midfield player. He's on my top five. But right now, he can't win. I mean, I'm looking at Tottenham team. They can't win anything. He need to request a trade. He need to go and talk to the people above and ask them to sell him. He need to do that. He need to make some noise. I understand that people always come out and say, oh, man, you know, Harry Kane is not one of those guys that come out and talk about his business like that. But let me tell you something. There's so many ways to talk about that. You don't need to say anything. You can let your agent put stuff out there. I haven't heard anything from his agent. What that tells me is he's telling his agent to be quiet. Doesn't want any noise. He's striking me as a good guy. I understand exactly what he's trying to do. I do understand that he has a 4-year contract right now with Tottenham. I get that. But at the same time, as I would probably say, as one of the leaders on that team, he carry more weight. I think he has the power to put pressure on Daniel Levy, put pressure on Jose Mourinho to let him go, at least at the end of this summer. He's going to turn 28. And let me tell you something, there's still good value for him there. Still good value. I'll tell you right now, if somebody turned up with £100 million to Daniel Levy, he'll pick that money. Because the guy is 28. When you buy somebody like Harry Kane at his age right now, you can't sell him. There's no resale value there. So that's a good return. I think as far as I'm concerned, people are saying that Tottenham, they don't have the pressure because they have, I mean, Harry Kane signed a 4-year contract. But I think they do actually, because if somebody turned up with £100 million for a player who's 28 years old, it doesn't have a resale value, right? You know, in the next 2 seasons, it would be difficult to sell him. Nobody's going to buy him at that price. So this is the time to pick up the money now. I mean, that's the way I see that. Most people out there are saying that, you know, Harry Kane is pretty much in the corner. He can't do anything because of that four-year contract or whatever is that. No, I don't think so. I think if somebody come up with £100 million for a 28-year-old player as a striker, especially with the injury that he has, I think Daniel Levy would think about it. He would pick up the phone and make a deal. And that's perfect. And I think that has to come from Harry Kane. Harry Kane need to make a move now. He need to talk to Daniel Levy. He need to make some... I mean, he need to get his agent talking to some other teams. That's how you put pressure on those teams to let you go. And let's be honest, Harry Kane people, he need to win something. He need to win something. He can go away. He can go outside Premier League. Or he can stay there. But if he stay in the UK or especially in England, Premier League, he need to get... You know, either the Manchester United or Chelsea, one big club to win the title. You need a title like Champions League. Those type of player like Harry Kane, this is what they need, because it's not about money. It's not about money anymore. That's difficult because you're looking at a player like Mbappe. He's a World Cup winner. You know, he's about, he might be winning the Champions League maybe this season. He won everything that he had to win, you know, domestically back in France. I mean, that's one. You've got Haaland over there, you know, at Dortmund. He's definitely going to move out. I don't think he's going to stay over there in Germany. I think he's more probably going to move somewhere in Madrid to win a couple of titles. Those guys move. They don't care. They just want to win. It's not about money. It's not about, you know, some players, especially here in the UK. You know, they always about the love of the club. The love of the club. Who cares? This is business we're talking about there. Harry Kane, and I'm talking to Harry Kane right now. You got to be careful, boy. You gotta be careful. You know why? You gotta be careful. You see those teams? When they want you, because you provide the goal, because you do whatever you need to do, yes, they stay around you. As soon as your value drop or as soon as you do not perform there, they want to get rid of you. So right now, because you have the power, you have to hold that. You have to hold that now. You have to take that with both hands and go upstairs and talk to those guys and say, look, guys, I want to go and win something. This is what top players do. Don't sit out there thinking, oh, Daniel Levy is going to wake up in the morning and say, oh, Harry Kane, man, I feel like, you know, you're a great player. No. That's not how those clubs think. They don't think like that. You are a valuable asset now for Tottenham. So you need to use that power. You have leverage now. That's what you got to do. Not sitting out there being quiet, you know, acting like the guy who doesn't like trouble and all. Nobody care, man. And I tell you right now, people remember who won. By the time you retire, if you don't have a title, if you don't have anything like a Premier League title or Champions League on your back, nobody's going to talk about you in the next 10, 15 years. You won't be talk about a top 10 player. No chance. Okay, maybe over there at Tottenham, you know, between fans and you guys inside a Tottenham bubble, and that's it. Nobody's going to, outside that, nobody's going to talk about you. Are you don't want to be talked like the Ronaldo? You don't want it to be talked like the Messi? You don't want to be talked, you know, like those guys from Manchester United won all those titles? You know, the Van Giggs, the David Beckham, all those guys? Are you don't want to be on that same discussion? Or you just want to be the top scorer for Tottenham? That is that all you want? No, you want to win title. And really, you know, sometimes, you know, people, I haven't played. You know, I tell you right now, I didn't play like professional football, not at all. But, you know, sometimes it strikes me because I really want to know who advised those guys. I really want to know who represent those guys. Because really, if I'm an agent, if I represent somebody like Harry Kane, right now, Harry Kane's stock is just as high as, you know, Apple stock. I tell you right now. So you got to use that power to put pressure on those teams. Right now, you want to go to a place like Madrid. You want to go to a place like Manchester United. You maybe want to go to the corner right there at Chelsea. I mean, remember Torres? Remember Torres was playing for Liverpool. He was doing well at Liverpool. He decided, no, I want to go to Chelsea. He went to Chelsea, he won the Champions League. Those are players. They don't care. They don't have... I mean, this is how you need to think, because your career right now can stop tomorrow. That's easy. That's how easy everything can stop when you play football. So you have to take advantage. If you that powerful, if you that good for a team, then use your power and navigate yourself, you know, to win something. That's it. Because at the end, your kids tomorrow, when they grow up, because I saw him with a couple of babies and all that, with his wife and all that, when they grow up and they go to school, yes, they can talk about that. Daddy won the Champions League. Daddy won the Premier League. Daddy won the FA Cup. Daddy, this is how people need to remember you. How many Premier League did you win? How many Champions did you win? How many League Cup did you win? You know, and then you go to the international stage. Do you want the European Cup? You know, do you want the World Cup? This is how great I made. So it's up to you, Hurricane. It's just up to you. But you gotta make those moves now. You gotta make those moves right now. You gotta let your agent drop bullet everywhere. You have to. I'm not asking you to be toxic inside that, but just make some noise. Let people know you want to go and win title. And that's okay. That's not the first. You will not be the first player doing that. Most top players, that's what they do. Ronaldo did that at Manchester United. Eriksen, last season, did that. Left, he went to Inter Milan, I think. I think Inter Milan was Juventus, but I think that's Inter Milan. Even Pogba, I remember at the time Pogba, when he left Manchester United to go to Juventus, because he was like, look, you know, I want to go and play somewhere, you know what I mean? And he won the league. He came back, now he's playing for Manchester United. So many top players, that's what they do. They move. They move all the time. You know why? Because they have the power. They have the power. Those guys, I'm talking about like the executive office, the Daniel Levy, they don't want to have a top player not happy inside them. You know why? Because when you have somebody like that, it then decreases value. Because everybody knows now is not happy. Everybody knows it doesn't want to play for you. So what happens is they turn up with small amount. They don't turn up with the real value of your money. But right now, you have to give them. I mean, you got to go up and talk to Daniel Levy and say, look, man, you know, if you don't make that things happen, I'm going to make it hard for you to sell me next time. I mean, I'm going to drop my value every day. You got to say that. And I don't believe for 1 second right now that Tottenham have, you know, they have the power over Harry Kane. I just don't believe that. I think Harry Kane, as far as I'm concerned right now, has the power. He's 28 years old. Money talk, okay? If somebody turned up with £100 million, £510 million plus a player, they will sell Harry Kane. Because right now, at the age of 28, that's okay. By the time you turn 29, 30, that's it. Nobody will touch that asset. Nobody will touch that. I don't care. Especially with him being injury prone, nobody's going to touch him. But now, this is the time now for him to leave. This summer, he has to go. Otherwise, boy, boy, boy. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Thank you for listening to the Stay Clutch Show. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good night.